All right, so we'll begin this sync call meeting by taking a look at the RFCs that are ready for vote. First one on our list is RFC 41 by Andy for custom serialization. Does anybody have any concerns they want to raise before we vote? All right, so in that case, I am in favor. Benoit?
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to merge that one.
Cool. Thanks, guys. I will get working on that.
Cool. Thanks, Andy.
All right, take care.
Bye. Okay, so our next RFC, Benoit's RFC 47 for stateful primitives. Does anybody have any concerns they want to voice before we vote?
I'd like to wait until Sylvan is here for this one.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Since he hasn't weighed in on the RFC ticket yet, we can make sure that he doesn't have any blockers for why this would be a problem that we didn't think of. That's probably a good idea. I will comment in the ticket that we're going to wait for Sylvan's input before voting. Okay, the other RFC that is marked ready for vote is RFC 49, Benoit's RFC about the unsafe operators for arithmetic. Does anybody have any concerns they want to voice before we vote? Okay, well, in that case, go ahead and vote. I am in favor. I'm going to assume Benoit is as well. And here we go, merging. All right, so I'm going to take a quick look through the other RFCs and see any of them that were marked as final comment period more than 7 days ago. Yeah, okay, so here's one, RFC number 50, which is Sean's RFC. I'm going to go ahead and mark it as ready for vote because it was final comment period a week ago with the intention of voting on it this week. Does anybody have any concerns about this RFC before we vote? Sean's RFC to remove the default failure implementations from the network interfaces. Okay, well, I am in favor of it. Benoit?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Merged. And I think one of the other ones might be too. Let's see. Okay, the concise Lambda syntax, which is one that I opened. That was in final comment period 9 days ago, so I'm going to say it's ready for vote now. Does anybody have any concerns about this one that they want to voice? Basically, it replaces the Lambda syntax with the syntax inspired by the Lambda type syntax, which is surrounded by curly braces, instead of using Lambda and end. This is one that I don't think Sean made any comments on this. during the RFC process, but he did have opportunity to do so. So does anybody have any concerns they want to voice about this? Okay, well, I am in favor. Benoit, how do you feel about it?
I like it.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and merge it, and say we went through the process for that one. Okay. Any more? We've got, let's see, the RFC for method chaining. How recently did that go into the final comment period? Six days ago, so not quite over yet. And I think same is true of subtype checking RFC. That one's not in the final comment period for long enough yet, I believe. So with that in mind, we can move on to issue tickets and PRs. So
I just have a question on one of your RFC.
Sure, let's talk about it.
About RFC 38 for embedded actors.
Right.
So have you invested it more, or did you drop it or something?
Right now, it's still waiting. I'd still like to pursue it in the future, but I have not had time to come up with an implementation plan that would work. I noticed that you made a comment a few weeks ago about you having a possibility idea for an implementation plan, and I would definitely welcome any ideas for that, because I think it's from a language feature standpoint, I think it would be a very good feature, but I can't push it forward until I'm sure that we have an implementation plan that would be feasible.
Okay.
All right, so moving on to pull requests. Okay. Got. Okay. Benoit, our issue ticket 1365, the pull request to add LLVM 3.9. Where does that stand? Is it ready to be merged in? It looks like the Travis failure.
The problem with that one is that apparently in the LLVM 3.9 version of Homebrew, the tools are not named differently compared to the other versions. So.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on somebody who uses LLVM 3.9 with Homebrew to help with the names of the tools.
Okay. Did you try using just LLVM-config? Did that not work?
Yeah. Yes. It didn't work.
Okay. The only other one that I've seen sometimes use is the other one that we have in the make file, which is LLVM dash, let me just make sure I have this right, LLVM dash config 3.9. So there's no other dash and there's no dot. That's the only other one I've seen that might be able to be tried. But does anybody else on this call use OS X and have an opportunity to check out the Homebrew package and see what the name of the LLVM config binary is? Okay. So I guess we'll have to see if anybody gets a chance to respond to the ticket, or maybe when Sean returns, he can try installing 3.9 and see if he can find out what the tool is called. So we'll leave that open for now.
I'll try your suggestions too.
Okay. Let's see. Pull request 1386. I was waiting for Sean to give a final okay on that, but I think we can go ahead and plunge ahead on that since it's a simple change and I already confirmed and approved it myself. I was going to give Sean an extra chance to comment on it, but since he's out, in the interest of getting it merged quickly, I will just go ahead and do it. Okay. Let's see. Add support. Okay. So, Benoit, in our discussion about 1373, you ended that thread by saying the burden on committers is a good point. It seems like the best approach. Does that mean you want to go ahead and continue with this, with merging this change and use the new approach that I was outlining, or do we still want to have more discussion about it?
Yeah, I think you convinced me. So I think I don't have any objections to this.
Okay, so I'll probably merge that a little bit later today, and then let's see. I just wanted to recap it for anyone listening on the call, that this change would change the way we deal with the change log, such that we don't need to require the contributor who is submitting a change to have the change log entry be part of their PR. This is something that often causes PRs to go unmerged because somebody forgot to add a change log entry, and it's kind of a silly reason to hold it up. So this change would give us an automated system for adding a tag before merging, and the tag would indicate which section of the change log it should go in, and then we'd have an automated system would add a commit after the merge, would add a commit that used the title of the PR as the change log entry. So basically, before merging PRs, we would have a system of, if it has a change log effect, we would add the appropriate label and fix up the title so that it would be an appropriate change log entry line. Benoit brought up some concerns about, among other concerns, one of them was that there are some cases where this might not be flexible enough, like if we wanted to have different entries in different sections that said different things, that would not be possible with this system. And in that case, we would have to do the change log manually. I think that's probably acceptable to revert back to the manual system when this is found to be too inflexible, and possibly we can investigate other approaches when we run into issues like that. But yeah, the main thing to know for committers is to be aware of this new system when merging PRs, and if the PR does not include a change log entry, which we are encouraging them to now not do, then we want to make sure the label is applied and the PR title is appropriate. If the PR does include a change log entry, you might just mention you don't need to do this anymore if you don't want to, and just make sure that if it does include a change log entry, we don't want to apply the label because we don't want the change log entry to be written twice. So yeah, I will I will probably try to merge this in later today. And if we find for some reason it doesn't work for us, or we don't like this system, we can always go back or make some changes to make it better for us. Okay, going back to other open pull requests. I'm looking to see if there are any others we want to discuss. If anybody has a pull request they want to talk about, we can. I don't know that there's any others that would be productive to discuss on this call right now, so I think we can move on to issues, unless someone speaks up. Okay. So we currently only have 4 issue tickets that are open and have the needs discussion during sync label. So let's start with those. Going to issue ticket 318, allow calling on a union when calling on every member is okay. I guess this is something that was labeled to ask Sylvan about some of the historical reasons for what was planned out here. I think we want to possibly leave it as being ready for work if the historical, if there's enough information here for somebody to implement it. But we'll check with Sylvan because he's the only core team member that was around at the time that this decision was made back last year. So we'll leave that undiscussed for now. I'm looking at 665. This is marked as needs discussion during sync. Again, it was a direct question for Sylvan about a historical decision that may or may not have already been made. Although if anyone has any input for this thread about how we want to deal with linker flags, and if we want to have some use syntax for that, then it would probably be best to turn it into an RFC, but we'll wait for Sylvan to be the final word on that because he was the one who was involved with this decision earlier. The issue ticket number 1193, unclear error type argument is outside its constraint.
This is an old one that's still waiting for Sylvan to take care of it. He said he would a couple sync meetings ago, and I don't think he's gotten to it yet.
Okay. Is there anything... Is there anything else that we can add to this in terms of information if someone else wants to take a look at it? Theo, do you know anything? Do you know any other information about how this needs to be approached that's not already in the ticket?
Not that I can think of, no.
Okay, so we will leave that be as well then. Looking at 1377, this was marked at some point by Sean as being needs discussion during sync, but I'm wondering if between Paralendric and Benoit and I, if we already sort of worked out what the way forward should be. It seems like using the alloc function is a way for Paralendric to be able to get the ambient auth value to use for the file API. And then the only other issue here is the fact that the 2U prefix on the struct is not portable for C. So Is that the only remaining issue with this ticket, as far as you know, Benoit?
Yes, I think the other things can be solved with the export RFC.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if we can just switch the number and the letter, or if it would be ambiguous. I'll have to test.
Okay, so I will. I'll remove the label for needs discussion during sync, and I will add a short comment saying that the only action item here remaining is to fix the prefixes so that they do not start with a number, or at least investigate if that's possible. Then the rest of it will be addressed by the export RFC. I'm pretty sure that's already said in this ticket, but I'll just finish it out with a summary here. Okay, I just need to get a link for the exports RFC so that I can use anything there for anyone following along. Oh, export RFC was already merged, right? Yeah. So that was 33, okay. So in that case, I should link to the issue ticket in the same PonyC repo. Okay. All right, I'm going to mark it as, so it's bug needs investigation. Priority low, and I will update the name of the ticket to be more indicative. And the remaining issue, okay. So moving on to issue tickets that are not marked needs discussion and sync call. Is there anything in particular that somebody wants to bring up to start with, or should I just start working our way back through them? Okay. Benoit, regarding issue 1385, I just wanted to check in about this. It's possible that when I refactored some of the compiler passes in an earlier PR, and I moved some of the checks in the expression pass to a new pass called verify, is it possible that I was the cause of this bug in that I changed the order of the checks and then now they're not in the right order to get executed correctly. Is that possible, or do you think this predates my meddling?
I think it didn't even work in the first place. I think I was focused on on checks for this, and I don't know, maybe I forgot to test it for fields and locals.
Okay.
But no, I think it's the original implementation that's buggy.
Okay, that answered my question. Thank you. So going back to other open issues. Okay. Refcat. So let's go to 1328 real quick. This was reported by Benoit. Refcat violation via gencap constrained type parameter. This is something that was reported, but by Benoit. But I sort of assigned myself to it. I just wanted to see there's a bit of I don't think the solution here is quite as Sylvan described the last time we talked about it on the sync call. Because when I tried Sylvan's proposed solution, it didn't seem to work correctly. So either I had a misunderstanding about it or there's something else going on here. And I just wanted to see, I was taking another look at this last night, and there is a section of the code where we convert, when we're checking constraints, we convert the reference capability of some type parameters to be a different token in the compiler. Like for example, TK tag might become TK, sorry, TK ISO might become TK ISO bind. Are you familiar with this already, Benoit, or is this something that I just might have to wait till next week to ask about? Like the difference between TK ISO and TK ISO bind.
I'm not really familiar with this part of type checking, so no, I don't really.
Okay. Yeah, I think this bind this might be the distinction, because Sylvan was talking about we should only be doing the is cap sub cap bound strategy when doing it from reify.c, but I'm not entirely sure that's correct. I think it might be we need to do the is cap sub cap bound strategy just when dealing with the caps that are marked as bind, and all other caps should be treated as normal. So that's what I sort of believe right now, but I think it might be kind of deeper in the type system than Sylvan originally suspected, so I definitely should consult with him a little bit more before breaking the type system for everyone. Okay, so going back to other open issues. Okay, that's one that Sylvan assigned to himself, but didn't give an explanation. I'll have to ask him to add some notes about what he was assigning himself to do. Okay, I wanted to ask Benoit a bit about the generic type inference work. Have you been working on this implementation already, or how is that coming along? And are you running into any issues you didn't expect?
No, I didn't really restart on that.
Okay.
There is some, I think, if I remember correctly, verify default function that's called early in the pass order, and I think I ran into some issues with that because it expects to have every type parameter specified. So maybe something will have to be changed in this function. But okay. I haven't really got very far.
Okay, so that's called, the function is called reify defaults. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's called in the name pass, I think.
Oh, okay, that's interesting. I wonder why it's called in the name pass, because I see it's also called a bunch of places in the expression pass. Let's see. Okay, so it's called for names type alias. And it's also called for names type. So where is names type alias called? Okay. All right. Well, I'll be curious to see how that comes out, and hopefully I can finish some of my refactoring of the expression pass before you have to start that, although I don't want to delay you from starting it. But I am continuing to try to get the expression pass a little bit more to get the expression pass to be more basically less concentration of different concerns going on. So in this case, I'm trying to move the symbol status tracking to a later pass, which would allow us to do extra stuff in the expression pass without having to worry about whether we go out of order in terms of consume tracking. Like that's what I was originally trying to do, refactoring toward better lambda inference. It turned out that I often had to end up running the expression pass twice on the lambda, and which would cause problems if any consume statements were involved, because the consume tracking system only has like a single like mutable state rather than tracking the locations where things are consumed relative to one another. So it's important that tracking all happens and everything's traced in the right order. And for that to be the case, it would be nice if it was all isolated to its own pass. And that's what I've been trying to do. With that in mind, I just wanted to mention that to you, Benoit, in case I don't want to create a bunch of merge conflicts for you, but that's something that I'm trying to get done because I think it'll simplify the expression pass and give us basically more possibilities for doing better inference on things like lambdas, and also maybe with what you're doing, it might help make it a little easier too. Okay.
Okay.
We have about 23 minutes left. Is there anything in general that anyone would like to bring up before we go through some more issue tickets? Okay, so I'm going to run and look for labels for things that are marked as needs discussion. Okay. It looks like all those needs discussion could possibly be turned into RFC. What about bug needs investigation? Anything that we can look at there? Okay. Well, if there's nothing that anyone wants to bring up, I think we can go ahead and end the sync call early, since we've run through everything that was marked as needs discussion that could be discussed with Sean and Sylvan missing. So thank you, everyone, for coming to the sync call, and we will talk again next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.